The new school year is right around the corner, and while most attention has been on the possible reopening of pre-K through 12, universities are also grappling about whether to reopen or transition to online learning. For international students studying in the U.S., this has created a potential serious legal problem. HPR's Ryan Finnerty joins us to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine.
So, Ryan, what can you tell us? We understand there's some new information that affects foreign students.
Catherine, non-resident students studying in the United States are granted the right to enter and live in the country on what's called a student visa. There are a couple different categories, and they all come with different restrictions. And one of those covers remote classes. Before the pandemic, international students were essentially restricted to no more than one online class per semester. And failure to adhere to that would basically result in their visa being voided, and that would leave them eligible for deportation or unable to come into the country if they left. That changed back in March. Federal Immigration and Customs Enforcement issued guidance saying that it would relax the restrictions for remote learning in recognition of the challenges posed by the pandemic. And that seemed to be going fine for a little while until earlier this month. ICE issued new guidance saying that it would be returning to the pre-pandemic rules regarding distance learning. I spoke with John Egan. He's an immigration attorney who runs a refugee and immigration law clinic at the University of Hawaii Law School to get a little bit of a sense of what it meant.
Basically, what it said was if your program is all online, you do not qualify to be in the country as a student. Many colleges and universities across the country had said, well, we're going to go all online. This was really sort of startling news, you know, less than 6 weeks in some cases before the beginning of the fall semester.
And as John implied there, that move would have been hugely disruptive, not just for the students themselves, but also for the universities. He told me that there are roughly 4,000 international students here in Hawaii and more than 1 million nationwide. And this rule would have left many of them potentially unable to enter the country or left them here illegally if they were already here, if their institution was going fully online. Harvard University and MIT sued the federal government earlier this month. It got a lot of media attention, and more than a dozen state governments also sued. And it kind of got a lot of attention. The Trump administration agreed to withdraw the rule change before a court ruling was handed down, so there was no legal ruling or no court decision. And this was hailed as a victory by schools and for students, but it appears that some of that may have been premature. For one, the agreement that was apparently struck between the government and those universities still doesn't allow for a fully online program of study. And this is what Jennifer Walsh explained to me. She's the provost at Hawaii Pacific University in Honolulu.
It didn't fully resolve the issue. So it was reported as a reversal in the press, but that wasn't exactly true. It does not allow for students to have a fully online schedule for the entire semester. So if at some point we have to switch back to the online only option, then students would still be at risk for deportation.
And what the government said it would allow is what's called a hybrid course of study. That means it combines in-person and remote instruction, but it could still leave international students in a jam. Last Friday, ICE issued a clarification on this whole situation, and it said that its initial pandemic exemptions that were issued in March will only apply to students who were already enrolled on March 9th. Which was the date that those rules came out. So what that means is that new first-year students planning to enroll in the fall term that starts pretty soon are now potentially locked out from coming to the U.S. if their school is going fully online. On Friday, NPR reported that the heads of several major academic institutions on the mainland were advising their first-year international students to stay home in their home countries and participate in remote learning from there because they didn't think that the students would be able to come into the country. And to reiterate, this only applies to students who are enrolled in a fully online program, as we heard, in-person instruction or a hybrid blend of in-person and remote learning. is still going to be accepted based on the current rules, but that's still a problem because many schools are worried that they might have to potentially switch to fully online if conditions worsen either in their communities or their states or on their campus with the virus. And that would leave international students in a really difficult position of potentially being in the country illegally if that online switch happens.
I don't know if you have a sense, you know, are there a lot of students that are still here in the country that this could affect? And then what does this mean for the university's, like, bottom line?
Yeah, there is a potentially pretty significant financial impact to all of this. A lot of institutions have said that international students are a big part a big contributor to their financial health because a lot of international students pay full tuition, whereas American students will typically be eligible for a significant amount of financial aid depending on their situation, and they're not paying that full sticker price. International students are not necessarily eligible for that, and so they're paying the full price. So that's important. And they're just more broadly, they're big contributors to the local economy. John Egan, that immigration attorney, said that there are about 4,000 international students in Hawaii under normal times, and they contribute around $120 million to the local economy. And nationwide, it's even larger. There are more than a million international students, he said, and they contribute more than $40 billion annually, spread all across the country at different institutions. So it's a pretty big impact. And given the fact that we're going through a pretty serious recession right now, that's the kind of economic activity we need to be generating both here in Hawaii and nationally. So it could be a pretty serious issue, and it's one that still seems to be a little bit up in the air.
Yeah, well, I know HPU, who you talked to, you know, they traditionally have a lot of foreign students come in, and then we saw with Chaminade, you know, they've been advertising to try and get students to stay home and go to school here versus going off to the mainland. So just so much unknown in this fall semester. But thanks so much,
yeah,
Ryan.
Yeah, that's really the bottom line.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Sure thing, Catherine.
We have been talking with HPR's Ryan Finnerty about the situation facing our international students.